passage of scripture that we'll be talking about this morning comes from Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5, I'll be reading from verses 1 to 8. You can follow along in your notes, that's in your bulletin, or just sit back and listen. Revelation chapter 5 says, spoken from the Apostle John. Then I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scrolls or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scrolls or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphant. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out in all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? How many of you have been here, say, at least 3 months? Okay, so most of you have been here for 3 months, okay? All right, the reason I ask that is because you may think, what is Jansen doing this morning? He gives the announcement the first thing in the service. He collects offering well beforehand. And what is Shirley doing, printing two messages in the order of service on here? Like, what happened to her this week? Or why is the worship team, why is Justin and Tiffany picking 10 songs for us to worship God this morning with? And so for those of you who may have been here 3 months or longer, I just wanted to unsettle you this morning. I just want to make sure that you are in a place where you can at least feel that you can engage in worship this morning. The reason we put together this order of service is because after reading these passages that Jan's read for us, I'm just picturing, envisioning myself what it would look like to be in the throne room of heaven, to worship the Lord. And if you have a typical program that we normally go with from week to week, you'd say, "Yeah, so in heaven it'll be like a call to worship. We'd do a few songs. We would have congregational prayer, collect offering, and then this Jesus guy would preach for 30 minutes." And then next week, this Jesus guy would preach for another 30 minutes. And it's always this Jesus guy preaching 30 minutes every week. But I want us to be in a place this morning where we're able to worship and to pray and to be in the Spirit and to pray and to worship, to allow the Spirit of God to really move us and to speak to us and to prepare ourselves for worship in heaven one day. And so, Lord Jesus, come, we pray. Come and open our minds to understand you and your truth. Come and open our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you, our hearts to receive you, and our spirit to welcome you into this place. Come, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, and to be with your people. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The vision that's given to John here in the book of Revelations is a spectacular one indeed. It's a vision of the throne room of God. It's a vision of the great assembly of heaven. Revelation 5:13 says, "Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Dear Fraserlands Church, today, let us by faith enter into the inner circle. Let us enter into this most holy place. Let us come near. Let us draw near to the throne of God and gaze upon this marvelous sight before us. John wrote in Revelation 5:8, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. You see, the prayers of God's people are like sweet incense to the Lord. Our prayers hold a special place of prominence, of significance before the Lamb and upon his throne. There are bowls, literally bowls, filled with our prayers. And the prayers are so beautiful that they give off a lovely fragrance. They're so valuable that they're kept in golden bowls, Scripture says. The aroma of these prayers continue to rise before the Lamb. And they create a wonderful scent upon his throne, which then becomes an essential part of the overall worship, an essential part of the overall adoration of God in this scene in Revelation. You see, there's a sweet fragrance associated with our prayers. Why? Because our prayers are pleasing to the Lord. He takes delight in the prayers of his children. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:8, the Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. Whenever Deb, Chris, and I would spend time having a meal together as a family, and whether it's eating at home or out at a restaurant, we would often take turns praying. And whenever it would come to our son's turn to pray, Deb would usually have a smile on her face. Her ears are perked. Her heart is open. And her spirit is ready to receive. How do I know this? Well, because I usually have my eyes open looking at Deb as Chris is praying. Because she loves to hear our son pray. And I love watching her expression as she listens intently to his prayers. Okay, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for doing that. Forgive me for opening my eyes and watching my wife listen to my son's prayer. But whoever said there was any problems with us having our eyes open when we pray anyways? Anyways, it brings a special joy. It brings a deep contentment to her heart to hear our son offer words of thanks and gratitude to God. It is as if it's honey to her soul. A sweet perfume and a fragrant aroma in her nostrils. You know, that's how our Father in heaven receives our prayers. He loves to hear the prayers of his children. The prayers of God's people are like sweet incense to him. David asked God this in Psalm 142. He said, may my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hand be like the evening sacrifice. You see, our sincere, heartfelt, and authentic prayers are precious to God. They're precious to him. They don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfect. We just need to come to God in humility, in faith, and in trust. Spurgeon said this. He said, the prayers of God's people, weak and imperfect as they are yet invincible weapons in the hands of Christ's soldiers. So when we are praying, and we can't see anything happening, remember the image of our prayers rising to heaven, received by our Father in heaven. You see, our prayers do ascend as incense before God, and they are heard in heaven. Not only are they heard, not only are they treasured in golden bowls, but they're also being attended to. They're being executed by powerful, holy angels. We see in Revelation 8, verse 3 to 5, another angel who had a golden incense came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of God's people went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. You see, when our prayers are spoken on earth, they ascend before the throne of God. And then heaven begins to respond. At times, the earth is even shaken. Acts chapter 4, when the disciples prayed, they experienced a literal earthquake. It says in Acts 4, 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. You see, our prayer engages heaven, and it results in much action. But you may say, oh, Pastor Abe, I don't even sense that my prayers make it past the ceiling, let alone into the presence of the Almighty God. Dear brothers and sisters, the enemy of our soul, Satan, will continue to look for ways to discourage us. He'll be relentless in his scheme to hinder our prayers. He'll try to stop us from praying altogether. How does he do this? By planting such thoughts in our minds as, God will not hear your prayers. There's just no use praying to him. You see, when the enemy tells you that you're not significant enough to God to be heard by him, that you don't know how to pray, that you have disqualified yourself because you're not holy enough or repentant enough because of your past sins, or that God is not concerned about you. He's absent and unloving. Remember this. Remember that our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and that your prayers are being heard in heaven. In the golden bowls, however, the sweet incense is not the prayers of the unrighteous or the unrepentant, but rather these are the prayers of the righteous and the repentant, those who have a right relationship with God because of the body and blood of Christ. And we have a right relationship with one another. That's what it means to be righteous, to have a right relationship with God and right relationship with one another. Therefore, we must put aside strife, put aside bitterness and uncleanness, and anger and lies and unforgiveness and every evil thing, or else we would not be able to bring before God the sweet aroma, the sweet incense that he takes pleasure in. I'm going to ask those who are serving communion this morning just to come forward and to take the bread and cup and to get into your positions. As we take communion this morning, the bread represents the body of Christ given for us, and the cup represents the blood of Christ shed for us on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And so in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to come forward as you come to one of the servers, just receive the bread and dip it into the cup and then be thankful for what the Lord has done for you as he has cleansed us and made us righteous in Christ. I invite those of you who desire to take the bread and cup this morning to join us. As you sense the Spirit of God calling you, do come and join us for this. Meanwhile, I'm going to read as we prepare our hearts, Revelations 5, verses 6 to 14. It says this, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.' Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' The four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshiped." The prayers of God's people, whether it's spoken prayers or sung prayers, are precious in the eyes of the Lord. They're like sweet incense to him. The prayers of God's people are even sweeter when it's blended together. You see, if the prayers of one person is sweet to the Lord, and the prayers of God's people collectively are even sweeter. Spurgeon says this. He says, "United prayers possess the power of harmony. In music, there is melody in any one distinct note, but we have all recognized the peculiar charm in harmony. Now, the prayers of one saint are to God melody, but the intercessions of many are harmony. And to God, there is much that is pleasing in the harmony of his people's prayers." And so we all pray differently, don't we? Some pray with great boldness and passion and fire. Others pray with much sensitivity, understanding of the Spirit even as they pray. And some pray with poise and experience, and others pray with a great rawness, a calling out and a crying out to God. And when it's all mixed together in these golden bowls, God loves these prayers. The prayers of the apostles, the cries of the persecuted down through the ages, the petitions of the young and old, the marginalized and the poor, the widows and orphans, the great covenant angel who stands before the throne pleading with God on behalf of all his people. These are all in the golden bowls together. And so however feeble, however faulty our prayers may be, let us bring them before the Spirit of God who intercedes, the Bible says, on our behalf and uplifts our prayers to Him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us. So as we come and pray, brothers and sisters, golden bowls of incense are being offered to the very throne of God this morning. These are the prayers of God's people for all time. They're about everybody and about anything that is consistent with God's will. If you pray for a person's salvation, that prayer is in the bowl. If you pray for the presence of God to be near a loved one as you're suffering from illness or cancer, that prayer is in the bowl. So men and women whom the Lord has made holy by the cleansing of Christ's blood, by the purification of your sin, by the filling of the Holy Spirit, you can bring a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The prayer of a person who's right with God and right with one another are powerful and effective, Scripture says. The writer of Hebrews says this: therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We'll go into two sessions of prayer. After we finish the first one, we'll be led back into worship of God. And then we'll go into the second session and be led back into the worship of God again. Please focus your prayers on these items. First, pray for God's glory, that His glory will be revealed for all to see, not just those in this room. Everyone we will meet this day and this week, pray that the glory of God would be made available for all to see. And then pray that every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Bring this before God in prayer. Pray that His kingdom, His justice, His righteousness will reign on earth as it does in heaven. And then pray for the second item. Pray for our worship, that we would declare His praise in all areas of our lives, not just as we come here on Sunday morning. We would declare His praise no matter where we go this week, this afternoon. That we would recognize and cast away any idols that the Spirit of God may bring into your life, even as we pray. And that our lives would be fully surrendered to the Lord, available for His use, wherever He may call us. Join up with one person next to you. And as a pair, would you pray for these items for the next 5-6 minutes? Pray and submit the sweet incense unto the throne of God. Let's do so, shall we?
In your word, it says, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. But at the same time, it says, then I saw a lamb looking as it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne. when we rise as we sing, bring ourselves to worship the Lion and the Lamb. Coming on the clouds.
He's coming on the clouds. King of kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts prepare his praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. So open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to sing is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Oh, who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Stop the Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain. The world, his blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him.
Pray for renewal. Pray for personal renewal with God and close intimacy with the Lord. Pray for relational renewal with other people, that we would reconcile and forgive others. Pray for a spiritual renewal in our church, that the Spirit of God's presence would fill this place and fill our hearts, that there would be a culture of prayer in our church. And then lastly, pray for breakthrough. Pray for divine healing physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual to take place. Even in the last 2 weeks, our staff has heard of two people who were healed supernaturally by the Spirit of God. Our staff had heard of five people in the last 2 weeks who were saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. Even one yesterday, before her passing into eternity, the Lord spared her. And we give glory to that. The Spirit of God is breaking through Fraserlands Church. Will we join Him in His work? Pray for divine healing to take place in our midst, and salvation of God to take place. And then finally, pray that we'd be set free from the bondages that hold us, even from our past, our youth, and maybe even now. May the Lord Jesus Christ break the chains that bind us and allow us to freely experience the Spirit of God in a mighty way, in a supernatural way, in a divine way. May we end our last session of prayer praying for these things. So as you know, there's not much time. Get straight into it, and let's pray.
Maybe God's continuing to ask you to pray and listen to Him right now. Maybe God's calling you to sing. If He's calling you to worship, I invite you to join us singing Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free, the shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Let's invite Him into this place.
Holy Spirit, You are well. Come here, come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Tasted and seen.
I've tasted and seen. Sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free, when the shame is undone, Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Erupts with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
King Jesus.
King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival. We want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Break our walls.
come into your presence this morning. Thank you for your holiness, your righteousness. Because of who you are, O God, you have lifted us up to a higher place. We're no longer living in sin and darkness and unforgiveness and the trappings of our human sinful nature. Lord God, we had the opportunity to lift our prayers up to you as sweet incense unto the Lord. We'd be able to sing and worship and pray. Lord God, we know you are pleased with our prayers because we pray according to your will. We pray that family member who's yet to receive you as their Savior and Lord, that these prayers are in the golden prayer bowls. That our loved one who is now suffering from an illness that seems hopeless, that prayer is also in the prayer bowls. And that when we as a church cry out to you, O God, that you would renew us, that you would refresh us. These prayers are also heard by you, O God, for a personal renewal of our walk with you, for our relational renewal as we walk with one another, and for a spiritual renewal, God, for you to come down and to fill each of us with your presence. So when people see us and meet us and talk to us, they recognize there is a holy presence. Father, we don't want our church to be the same from week to week, from month to month, from year to year. But yet we recognize we cannot do it ourselves. There's nothing in us that can do anything that will change the trajectory of our church. And so, God, we humble ourselves before you. We bow before you. We ask of you, O God, that you would renew our relationships with you, starting with the leaders of our church, our elders and their spouses, our pastors and their spouses, our lay leaders and their spouses, our group leaders, our Sunday school teachers, our college fellowship. Lord God, would you renew us? We would rely on you each day, that we would walk in the Spirit, that we would confess to you our sins, that we would forgive one another who have wronged us, that we would release the chains that have bound us, O Lord Jesus. In all these ways, O God, we give them to you because we know, O Lord Jesus, you will do something with these prayers. And so I ask those of you who want to have the Spirit's filling this morning, as a gesture of your desire just to stand where you are, lift your hands up to the Lord. To allow him to come now. And to renew you. To refresh you. To take out your heart of stone and to give you a heart of flesh. To allow you to love that person that has been really difficult to love all these years. To cast away all the resentments that has built up in our relationship with one individual. Lord Jesus, come and fill us, O Lord Jesus. Fill us to overflowing, O God. That when we leave, we are leaving with the Spirit of God inside of us. Giving us life, breathing into us, O Lord Jesus, your very presence. And so, God, we come, we receive, we ask for you to change us and to transform us. to be the individuals, the husbands, the wives, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the son and daughter, the brother and sister in Christ that you want us to be. We need you, God. We desperately need you. We surrender ourselves into your presence. For those of you who have to go, we release you to go. But we will end off in singing this last song unto the Lord. To have to go, but let us continue to worship this one last song.
Spirit, break out. Break your walls down. Spirit, break out. Come down, Spirit, break out, break our walls down, Spirit, break out, heaven, come down. This place erupts with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven bores your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear the sound of heaven touching earth? The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. King Jesus. King Jesus.
You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival. We want to see your kingdom here. We want to see.
Your kingdom here.
We want to see your kingdom.